Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
It's time for this.
S-R-I-E-N-D-S. Jen's Friday Friends.
And that's great too, because this week my friend is HIV activist and so much more. It's Robbie Lawler. How's it going?
Not too bad, Jen. How are you getting on?
Good, good. It's great to have you back on the show.
No, I love being here.
Are you really famous now after being on the Tommy Tiernan show?
To be honest, Jen, my social media still hasn't stopped. It's been incredible. I spent 3 days probably just trying to get through my Instagram posts of what people have been sending me, emails, and I didn't even get through half of it. It's been crazy.
And what was the reaction? Because you're on Tommy, you were talking about all kinds of stuff, but what was the big reaction? What were people saying to you?
To be honest, I was a little bit nervous going out because I talked about HIV, it's highly stigmatized, didn't know what the reaction really would be, but it has been so overwhelmingly positive. Like, everyone has been just saying such amazing things. A lot of people were angry that they didn't know a lot of this stuff, but the overall message was that it was very informative, inspired. And do you know the best thing about it, Jennifer, was that I know people living with HIV for 10 years who haven't told a soul about their HIV status. And they were like, Robbie, your conversation allowed me to talk to my friends or family for the very first time. Like, that's life-changing.
Wow. And it's incredible. Like you said, informative. And that's why people should follow you and to get informed. You did a phenomenal job on the Tommy Tiernan show. So well done. But I want to talk to you about a couple of things that we were talking about during the week, right? First of all, so on Tuesday's show, we got loads of texts in about nicknames, right? Were there any nice ones out there? We got a text in which was really, it was funny, but it was kind of cruel. Somebody said, we have a fella and we call him Sledge because he kept pulling dogs. It was my favourite one because I just thought the Irish people are quite inventive when it comes to nicknames. But did you ever have a nickname as a kid? Is it something that you had or you didn't? Because I never had one.
I did, and it was kind of cruel, to be honest. Well, not cruel, it's just because I'm in a big family, you know, we all had to refer to each other rather than our own names, but I was known as Fats or Bubbly Wobbly because...
Stop!
I was just a little bit of baby fat, to be honest with you, Jen. But I remember I had these like chipmunk cheeks that all the mothers of the neighbourhood used to come and pull the cheeks off me and still traumatised. So yeah, call Fats, even up to this day, my younger brother would refer to me as Fats rather than just Robbie. And I just answer it because it's just normal.
It's just normal. Isn't that mad? Family nicknames are even crueler than work or school ones sometimes. But you ended up finishing school in Mr. Gay World. So how many of the rest of the family were pageant finalists, Robbie?
I'm happy to say none. And you know what? I'm happy to call them all out for it. I say a large part of my motivation to get to Mr. Gay World was just to stick my middle finger up at them from childhood.
Now, as a global beauty, how vain are you? So myself and Anita were on the show the other day talking about filters. You don't need to, but do you use filters on your Instagram?
Do you know, I do. And, you know, just before I came on the show, I wanted to tell people, I was on Jennifer Zamparelli's show, tune in, and I put up a picture and I was torn between two filters that are the exact same, to be honest. If you actually looked at them, they're exact same. And yet I spent, I'd say, 2 minutes picking between them. So I can't say that I'm not vain or that I don't spend time in filters. I still, unfortunately, do at the age of 30.
Is it something that you think you'd like to wean yourself off?
Well... Yeah, to be honest. There's such an appeal in trying to enhancing your photo or what you're putting out for. Like, there is an appeal, but I understand how it can be toxic as well. I think you have to strike a nice balance, but I do think spending 2 minutes on, you know, similar filters is a bit chaotic.
Now, we had some fairly shocking babysitter confessions on yesterday's show, including a caller who forgot her baby nephew at the shops for 3 hours, Robbie. She left the baby at the shops for 3 hours when she was minding it. Who was your babysitter when you were little?
So I'm from a council estate and nearly every home had 5 kids in them. And we had this icon on our street called Grandma Helen, which we all refer to as. We call her Grandma Helen because she's just been as ancient looking when I was like 5 as she is to this day, you know. But she looked after all the kids in the street and she was so fun. She let us get away with murder. She gave us all treats. But bless her, she couldn't cook for her life. So it wouldn't matter if it was breakfast, lunch or dinner, you were getting eggs and soldiers. But the big problem with Helen was she spit every time she spoke. So she'd be like, butter in your toast and speaking to you. And we just see the spit going into the toast in the end. I remember we all like kept her at a kind of a close distance zone as well. Grandma Helen. Well, she passed away recently as well, and so tragic for the whole community because she was such like a such a fond part of all our childhood.
Yeah, totally. Do you mind me asking whereabouts you're from, Robbie? Exactly.
Yeah, I'm from Clondalkin.
You're Clondalkin. Very good. Now, on Wednesday, Lottie was talking about oversharing and why some couples just, they put up so many pictures of themselves. Now, you're in a 7-year relationship with your fella. How many couple selfies would you say you've put up in that time?
Oh, God, can I quantify? Okay, so on my Instagram, probably around 5. I put the odd one of Morris here, but he'd be lucky to get 2 love hearts as a description. You know, it's nice to give a mushy one, you know, on anniversaries or birthdays, but no one wants to be hearing about how much you're in love. And plus, I know so many people in relationships on social media, they're talking about how much they love each other, and they're the most passive-aggressive people, or they're arguing all the time for each other. Yeah. So I think there's some, I don't know, weird correlation to what they put up on social media versus what's actually happening in relationships.
I think you're right, because apparently the people that put up the most of them are the ones that are feeling less secure of their relationship. Now, you're with your partner, Morris, did you say? Is that his name?
Yeah, Morris, 7 years.
7 years. What is the secret, Robbie?
oh, God. The secret is, no controlling in a relationship, communication the whole way. Like, I was 23 when I got with Morris, and he's 6 years older than me, so I was still a wild child. And not once did he say, don't go out. He let me spread my wings. And because of that, because of good communication, mutual respect, and just loving being around each other,
yeah. It's interesting you say that, because I feel exactly the same. Myself and Leo, years ago, had our cards read by a real hippie friend of mine, and she described us as two individual standing trees, but our branches kind of intertwined, which meant that you guys will lead very independent lives, but you'll come together at, you know, certain moments, whatever, but it's important that you have your independence. And it's interesting that you say that, because it is very important in any relationship, isn't it?
I agree. I never thought I'd describe my relationship as two tree trunks.
Two trees. There you go. Two tree trunks. There you go. Well, listen, it's been lovely to talk to you again. I had to have you on again because I thought you did such a great job on Tommy. You're a phenomenal advocate and activist. But you have a podcast as well, don't you, at the minute? Tell me about that.
Yeah, no, Jen, I know your feelings about podcasts and people saying
podcasts. Don't ask me on it.
Everyone understands the podcast these days. I really love that. But you know, myself and Veda, who's like one of Ireland's best known drag queens, who also lives with HIV, we came together and we basically said we want a resource out there, or a platform, to give voices to other people living with HIV in this country, because there's thousands of us, and we want like a pub like style conversation about their experience of living with HIV, the good, the bad, and just have a good laugh about it. And it's just going to be an 8-10 part series on the way up to Pride, who are we're very thankful our sponsors. This.
Great.
So it's going to be launched in May. Let's have a look out on our social media, on our Instagram, on Twitter, the Pozcast Pod. So that's POZCASTPOD. And watch this space. We're going to get great guests on.
Amazing. Sounds phenomenal. And where can people follow you?
You can follow myself on Instagram, RobbieLWR, and on Twitter, Robbie_Lawler.
Lovely. Well, listen, thanks for being my friend this week, and best of luck with everything, okay?
Be friends now, Jen. Don't worry.
Thanks, Robbie. See you, love.
Bye,
bye. 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 Bye.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.